Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
To the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White, and I am your host for Keeping It Real on Purpose. Yes, you're in the place of keeping it real because you're in the place that knows how to keep everything real. We keep you in the know for in-depth conversations about life purpose and personal wellness in every aspect of your life. We talk about real life issues to develop a great life, to create healthy relationships, and have a profitable business. We keep it real. And today on the show, we're excited to have Ricardo Koch, who is a dream. I don't want to say it wrong now. He is a dream expert who is based on his knowledge of the field of theology and psychology, has been given practical tips mainly to young people who are 16 through lectures and training, courses, guest lectures, television programs, theater shows, music, books, columns, and podcast discovery. I just know that this is going to be really, really great because it focuses on dream and purpose in life. Welcome, Ricardo, to Keeping It Real.
Thank you, Edna, for having me. Keeping It Real, love the name.
Thank you.
So it's one of my main purposes, keeping it real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what brought you to, or how did you start showing up in the world as a dream expert?
I have the simple answer, that's just by showing up out of my mother's womb.
Good one.
because it's something I be and yeah. Later on. But I happen to be from my young age, I was a dreamer. I see possibilities in things where others say that it's a mess, you see potential in things, they look a far of potential. For example, when I was seven and I was stuttering when I was seven, my mother has tapes, recording tapes, where I was teaching and speaking and preaching in my own bedroom with my stuttering sound. Well, there was nowhere there, but I speak like There were millions there, and people you need to... And I was seven with my high voice that I had that time. And even though all the things I discovered, for example, when I was 13 at school, I was in the computer room and just mailing to governmental leaders about solutions for the problems they got, because I thought I can change something. Even though everyone found it crazy, mm-hmm. I just kept on dreaming because I see something bigger than myself, right. than the problems there were, even though I suffer a lot of negative things.
Right.
And 2 years ago, when I was 16, I started speaking in front of stage, mm-hmm. on a stage. And until 2 years ago, I was just thinking, you know, I speak, a lot of people get inspired by the topic I speak about self-confidence, identity, character, mission, mm-hmm. purpose, goals, relationships, marriage, parenthood, I have a daughter. But I was thinking, every time I speak with my coach, but you need to have one thing that's coming.
Yes, absolutely.
And I tried to find out what it was, and I couldn't find any rest. And for that time, it was okay, because we're just a playground to finding things out and just do it. Don't restrict yourself before the time is there.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago, I was thinking, but the common ground that's dreaming, that's something I am.
Yeah.
That's something, it goes so naturally for me. I can't imagine how you can dream and see potential.
Yeah.
For me, it's so normal. And I live in the Netherlands. That's mm-hmm. not the standard right here. Sometimes I more like the American.
Right.
Like the American dream, they are much easier to dream
right.
for them. But 2 years ago, I thought, that's the common ground. And my girlfriend and my team, because around then we started with our organization, Village Generation.
Mm-hmm.
They said, yeah, but we knew already, because they are also friends, that you are the dream expert. And that's how it flows, just in a natural way. Something, I come out of the womb, I was already the dreamer, but I had 30 years I had to go to find out that that's ground.
that's what it was, right? And yeah. and that really goes to what purpose is, you know.
Yeah.
Through the, you know, you made a great point. I was who I was when I came out of the womb, but somewhere along the line, with whatever, you know, things that people were saying, you know, or pronouncing on you, you kind of got out of the way. But at the same time, it gave you the ability to hone your skills on your skill set, you know, to learn more about who you really are and to be able to break free of all that, you know, those words that people said that you were going to be and not be, and, you know, encourage you, oh no, you need to do this. And so all of that subterfuge you kind of broke out of, which is great, you know, and you fulfill purpose. So tell me how dreaming is an important part of our lives.
Now, in Western society, I love history, and let's start there.
Okay.
In the past, when I wasn't born yet, so I'm 32, there was depression and all kind of the diseases, like they call it,
mm-hmm.
About meaning in life. They weren't so much like now. And what we see right now in our society, and what they had to, in history, they believe in God, and because God gives them some purpose,
mm-hmm.
because of the Bible and stuff. And I don't say that people need to find it there also, that's not what I try to say, but we live in a world, and in America a little bit less, I guess, but also, but the Western world for sure,
uh-huh.
the more people get rich, the more they lose their sense of meaning, because they get secular, they don't go to church anymore. And there is nothing else to fill that gap, because as human beings, what makes us different from animals, they live by their instinct. and they are worthy and we need to care for them, but they don't have something like, I want to do something on this earth. I want to leave something. I leave a legacy or you know?
Right, right, sure.
And we human beings, we have that because we think, we feel, and we want to leave a legacy. And we see it with women. I like to see that with women in their 30s when they're still single and they don't have children. We call it the biology clock in Holland. They want children. No, but the thing is, they got the sense, I want to leave a legacy, and that's a child.
Right.
Because it's something out of them. It's a legacy. Your blood goes further. For men, it's mainly they want to go for the career and they want to build a business or be the best in this sector, in the branch, in the department, in the function. So because of the secularization, we lost that deep meaning, what we always got from the inside, and we're trying to find it on the outside of ourselves, in the external world, like I said, by a child. By a career or by friends or now you can famous or influencer or you can call whatever you want and I don't say these are bad things but it don't fill the gap that's deep within you and dreaming, the importance of dreaming, that's the gap inside of you. Why are you here? The answer on that question, that's your dream, your mission, your cause, your purpose. Like this podcast is called Keeping It Real with Purpose. That purpose, that dream, that's the answer on the question, why am I here?
Right.
That's one of the main questions of depression too. I had it for 3 years, and that's just trained in several thinkings, but the main question is, why am I here?
Right.
What am I doing? Why do I live? And a lot of people in Western society, they struggle with this question, and that's one of the reasons that dreaming is so important.
Right. So, why do we dream?
If I say it from my perspective, I'm a Christian and I study theology.
Right.
And for me, we are here with a reason because God created us. That's what I believe. Because God created us to be, as his child, to be loved, to have a relationship with him. And he makes us in a unique way, in an authentic way. And he wants us to enjoy ourselves. And we need that dream because the dream is so close to who you are. And to be who you are is to start begin to dream. So when you dream and start begin to dream, you come closer to who you are. And what a mother or a father in the normal world, in the visible world wants, is that their child find out who they are and become who they are.
Right.
So you want to challenge them to dream. I have a daughter from 6 years old. When she gets the 2 weeks ago, she came to me and she said, Daddy, I want to be a police officer, a fireman, and what was the last one again?
Dentist?
And a princess.
Oh, a princess. Yeah, my granddaughter says that too.
And she wants to do three of them.
Uh-huh.
So you can do, on that moment, you can do two things. Some people say, yeah, but that's not possible, honey.
Right.
But if you do that, you don't get them into who they really are.
Right.
Even though maybe that's not the real dream. That doesn't matter. They are on the playground.
Right.
You want to support them, and it will bond also your relationship, because you, human beings, but also God, want a relationship with people who are really who they are.
Right.
And not people who are trying to fake who they are not. Or
right.
Who they are. Or so just being real, I love it. But just being real needs to start dreaming, because dreaming brings you close to who you really are.
Nice. That's it. I like that it brings you closer to who you really are.
Why we need to
dream. Yeah. It brings you closer to who you really are. I really like that. Now, some of us may dream, and you know, as adults, we kind of put that behind us. Maybe we had a bad chili the day before. You know, those kind of things. We make excuses. So, how can we begin to take note of our dreams? Should we start writing them down? How should we start just focusing on uncovering what the dream is?
First thing, I like the example of Walt Disney. And Walt Disney, we know all Walt Disney from the Disney World parks and the movies. But the way how he created this stuff is he had a room and he had a house. And in that house, there were three rooms.
Okay.
And when he walked into the park or to the city, and he thought there need to be a new movie or new park or you can call it. Then he came home and he said to his wife, honey, the next upcoming weeks, I don't sleep next to you. And he goes to the first room. And that was where he sleep. And on that first room, there was is standing the dreamer. And what he did there, and that's so important, he began to dream, but not in a general way.
Right.
But in a specific way. And one rule in that room, everything is possible. And I want to scream it out loud because our surroundings, and mostly when we grow up as adults, young people, they have it a little bit less, and children also. But when we grow up, we get so stuck in the realistic.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Yeah, realistic. Yeah, the as we put it, the real world.
not the real.
It's not real. The real world. It's societal. That's what it is. Yeah.
And we are so put in that realistic that when we start to dream without that rule, we think, okay, I want to build a business that travels all over the world and that will teach orphans to get a better life.
Right.
But, and then comes that but. But
I don't
have but you need to have a buttsectomy because that but in your hand you need to come off there because the but is from some other place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's be honest. So we need to dream there and just make a specific and everything is possible.
Yes.
And just write it down. And just the color. Even though it's small, you want to have a healthy family life with a wife or a husband and children. What kind of wife? Where do you live?
Exactly. Exactly.
But Ricardo, will it happen that way? That doesn't matter right now. Don't ask that kind of questions to yourself. And if it helps to do it with someone, it can be, but seek someone who only asks deeper questions that they get it visible.
Exactly.
Don't criticize.
Yeah, that's good.
When Walt Disney, go back to the story, was ready at the dream room, he goes to the next room. And in the next room, it's stand the realistic.
But
still, I always get it in your head, it's not all realistic.
Right.
Realistic there is just, the rule is still true. Everything is possible.
Everything.
But what did he do there? He makes that dream into small steps. What do I need today to get there?
Yeah.
What do I need to accomplish in a month, in a week, in a year?
Yes.
And he makes small steps because that dream is maybe very big. Now, all dreams are very
exactly.
big. If you want a healthy family life and a good wife or husband, that's a big dream.
Yeah.
I don't know the statistics in America, but in the Netherlands, one out of three marriages, they divorced within 2 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the statistics in America.
Oh, America, 50% of the it's like 50. It's bad.
Yeah. They say always the Netherlands. We work 10 years behind.
Like, yeah, you're behind us. Well, but yeah, two. I don't think it's 2 years. I think it's six to eight. Six to eight
also,
years
that,
they stay
that
together.
Small dream we talk is also a big dream, but right now, what do you need to accomplish then? What do you need to do? What? Don't think after that room directly. But how do, now, just write it down and make steps.
Yeah, it makes sense. Exactly.
Or video it or record it, find a way that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after that room, when he's finished there, he goes to the third room.
Right.
And I need to give a disclaimer to this room, but this is not the way we think
right.
this room will be. Because on that room, there was a nameplate and it called the Critic.
What is it called?
The Critic.
Okay. The Critic, yes.
Disclaimer,
okay.
Not our Critic.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're not our critic, you know, right? Yeah.
We have some weird ideas of these.
Yeah, not our critic.
And the only thing he don't look at is dream, because still the dream is possible. He
right.
look at his plan that he made at the realistic room, and he just asked one question: are there some weakness in this plan? And what is a weakness? If you make a step too big.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you walk and you will try to walk with two big steps, you can't hold that for a long time. You
right.
can't do that for a long time. So you want to walk in a normal speed.
Mm-hmm.
So he just looked, okay, are the steps that too big? That's a weakness in the plan.
Right.
If the answer is no, you're gonna just... and make action of the plan.
Right.
If the answer is yes, I have just a question, because I know everyone, I love this question. I want to ask you, what do you think that Walt Disney will do?
What do I think that he would do? You mean according to his plan, he probably would...
the plan...
He would exercise it, so he would start... building, I would think.
Yeah, but there are some weaknesses in the plan.
Oh, okay. There's some weaknesses.
Yeah. What is this next step, you think?
Find out the weaknesses. Find the weaknesses and find out what they are, and kind of face them.
But he knows that because.
Okay, he already knows that. Okay. All right. Right. Yeah. All right. So, what would be his next step? Find a solution to the weaknesses.
And where do we do that?
He would do that in the first room.
Yes. most people say, I do this a lot. I talk about this in a lot of lecture, a lot of trainings, a lot of workshops. They say he goes back to the realistic room because that's where the plan came from.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where the solutions are.
Right.
He goes, like you said, I love it, to the dream room, because there's the creativity. Because there is no lack of solutions.
Right. In the dream world. That's nice.
There can only be lack of creativity.
Yeah.
And why? Because we stop dreaming.
Right. So there's, you say it again, so there's no lack of...
of solutions.
Solutions. I like that.
But only lack of creativity. Why? Because we stop dreaming.
Yeah.
Because everything we do, let's be honest, everything we want to accomplish... there is someone on this earth who already accomplished
yes.
every problem we're facing. The
yes.
financial problems you have.
Yes.
I had, when I was 18 years old, I'm now almost debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
I had a fraud that some friends do to me.
Mm-hmm.
I had a debt of €500,000. That's almost $600.
Right.
And I was 18 years old.
Right.
That's without great. Any help. I fixed it. So if people say, but I don't need to buy a financial problem. Every problem you're facing, the marriage problem, the relationship problem,
right.
the problem with your children, the problem in your business, the mm-hmm. problem in your work, in your career, and you can call it.
Yeah.
There is someone who faced it already and overcome it.
That's right. Sure
and
is.
And let's be honest, you're also a human being. So if... mm-hmm. he or she can overcome it. Why can't you?
Yeah, exactly. So how do you? So how do you?
It's so shifting of mind, but we need
right.
to see this.
Okay. Ricardo.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Exactly what you want to say?
Okay. No, I was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, I was finished.
Oh, okay. So how do you you bridge that dream world with the unconscious, right? The unconscious, because consciously you're taking, like you said about this last part here, you're taking note of all these things. There's no lack in solutions, but only lack of creativity. So you're physically doing all of that. So there's some things that are subconsciously kind of holding you inactive or limited. How do you bridge dreams into that that unconscious part?
How can I explain it the easiest way? Let's give an example of my life. The dream that I live right now, I'm not yet on my destination.
Okay.
I'm just at the start.
Mm-hmm.
But it took me, when I got this clear picture, when I was 13 in that computer room.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 30, I got into the dream. It took me 17 years to go from the dream to step into the dream.
Gotcha.
Got the dream. So, but that 17 years, I did a lot. But what happened in that 17 years, because that's so important,
mm-hmm.
because it's easy to reach your dream.
Right.
That's not so difficult.
Right.
But so, it's hard to stay there.
Right.
How many singers or presenters or actors get famous?
Mm-hmm. And stay famous.
Later, nobody heard of them all.
Yeah. Stay famous. So, yeah.
So that's the same with dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, what happened in that 17 years? You talked earlier in this conversation about the skill set that I put. It's not the skill set that I developed. It's the character.
Character, like it.
And that starts with first thing people need to know before you can step in a healthy way into your dream, and that's also about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Just that most people try to prove themselves the whole day.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They want to get the likes. They want to get the promotion. They want to get that title, that function.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get the compliment from their husband or their wife.
Yeah.
And I don't say these things are bad.
Right.
But before you can step into your dream in a healthy way to stay there, not for just 1 year, but for the rest of your life, and that also your children and their grandchildren and the grandchildren can have the profit of it, is that you... approve yourself without doing stuff.
Uh-huh.
So stop doing stuff.
Stop doing and stuff.
Stop proving yourself.
Because yes.
Your worthiness, your worthiness is not depending on what you're doing. If
right.
so, you will collapse because you're not depending on who you are.
Yeah.
You're depending on what people say.
You are.
What happens to you, what people do to you and all these mean things and mm-hmm. and the self-pityness.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have that, not listeners of the podcast, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the first thing. And I had to learn that too.
Mm-hmm.
To learn. And I give also, as a theology man, the example of Jesus. When he got baptized, he didn't do any miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And if people believe if he was the son of God or not, historical, he lived. So
right.
he didn't do anything at all.
Right.
And what happened when he got baptized? God says, "This is my beloved in whom I am well pleased." That's strange, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because when do we give compliments normally? When people do stuff.
Very good. That's very good.
Your boss comes to you and gives you a compliment because you work so well.
Right.
Not before when you
get that's very good.
You get coming in and you say, I do it, but most people not. You come in and your boss says before you get anything to say, and he said, you know, I'm proud of the work you're doing and I'm proud of who you are.
Right.
But we hardly know each other. I even know if I'm going to sign a contract.
It's true. It's true.
And that is something that we need to realize, not only in our head, but mm-hmm. also in our feelings, in
yes,
our mental
absolutely.
Way, everything.
Yeah.
From that, the next thing what you need to do is, if you know what your dream is, surround yourself with people who go in the same direction.
Yay, that's right. Because surround yourself with them.
You become like the people who will get away. So don't marry a husband or a wife who goes in the other direction in their life. It's not bad what they're doing, but you don't help each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna fight each other. You're gonna be unhappy because she wanna go to other direction than you.
Right.
Don't have friends, and I don't say, but I have friends, they go in the other direction. I don't say that you break up with them directly.
Right.
Because I never advise that, but what I advise is find people who go in the same direction and hang right. more with them.
Right.
And see what happens with the other friendships. Some will come on and jump on your car, on your bandwagon, and some not. So that's so important, because what we hear
mm-hmm.
is what we believe.
Right.
And what we believe is how we are.
Yeah.
And how we are is how we act.
Oh, wow.
And mostly we
Good.
Start with changing our acts.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's just fake change.
Right.
That's like pushing a ball on the water, put some pressure on it, and when you relax, what happens with the ball? It
goes all over. Yeah. It goes all over. That's right.
So that's a... The two main things mm-hmm. I advise to young people, to potential leaders, I speak a lot of leaders, I speak to them and learn them, that I had to learn, because when you are a leader, when you are an entrepreneur, but also when you're a father or mother, you are a leader of the household,
mm-hmm.
When you are a leader and you're still depending on what people say and what things are doing to you,
mm-hmm.
it won't work out well.
It won't.
When you have a relationship, and you're depending on what your husband or your wife thinks of you,
mm-hmm.
you get a terrible time. Because a relationship is not about getting, it's about giving. And if mm-hmm. you're both giving, you can also receiving, not getting.
Exactly.
Receiving.
So exactly.
It's the basic thing we need to learn and build a character in the silence, in the things. That get a servant and a humble heart, because mm-hmm. that's so important.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's really good. So, audience, I know this is great stuff for my audience and I to get to know all about what you do as a dream expert. And you are in the Netherlands, Ricardo.
Yes.
So, I want them to hashtag stop proving yourself. I love that. Stop proving yourself. So hashtag stop proving yourself for Ricardo. And it's going to be part of the hashtag for the show.
Can we change it a little bit?
Sure.
A better one.
Go ahead.
To make it a proclamation.
Go ahead.
I am stop proving myself. Hashtag I am stop proving myself.
I am.
Just make it a proclamation to yourself.
Proving myself. Okay. A proclamation. Okay. I am going to stop, or I am stop proving myself.
Yeah.
Okay. So, audience, I hope that you're getting some good information, because I'm just writing and taking notes. I'm supposed to be interviewed. But all of this is really, really good stuff. I like everything that you're saying about the character. I like it all. It's just amazing. And how the dream does, kind of filter in everything that we do. So I like that. So now that we know all about, what you do, can you tell my audience how to get in contact with you if you have a special offer? Like what's going on in the, in the Netherlands that you're doing? So tell us a little bit about, that.
Let's first tell a little bit about our organization, and then I go to how they contact me.
Sure.
We start in Corona time. We are now with 15 people, mainly young people, but also elders.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to, through our TV shows, to our podcast, to my books, to a lot of ways, to reach the young people, for especially the 16 to 25 years old, but also people from outside the audience, to help them to discover, reach, and live the dreams in a fearless and healthy way, despite the circumstances.
Right.
And we do it through inspiration, of course, that's a direct way, but also entertainment or infotainment.
Okay.
Get them to think by themselves.
Okay.
Because I can give you all the stuff, but I want to activate you as the audience, as young people, that you got to discover it. And to also give them, we do also journalism. I'm a journalist now for 10 years.
Okay.
So we do it in a lot of ways, but just let people stop with being lazy. And I don't say about moving.
Uh-huh.
Stop with being lazy, just consuming the information, what's coming to me, and I just believe it. I don't say all the information is bad, but think for yourself. Even though if you listen to this podcast, think about it.
Yeah, and put it into action. Put some of the things into action.
And also, what's my opinion about it?
Right.
Because if you don't internalize it, it won't work.
Right.
Don't get it because Ricardo said it or Edna said it, even though it's true, that's not the point.
Right.
But take it in action when you believe
exactly.
it. When you say, yeah, that's my opinion too. So that's what we do in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And we're still growing.
Uh-huh.
I travel also a lot about around the world, in current time a little bit less. But also I've been to the United States several times, a lot of countries. Besides that, how people can contact me and, okay, on this moment, yeah, my girlfriend is sitting at the other end of the room and she begins to laugh because she knows what's coming. I said it to everyone, people can go to my linktree.com/Ricardo Koch.
Okay.
And there's the website of the organization, my website, all the interviews, my books, all kinds of stuff, podcasts. Now you can watch it all there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also my email, and if someone of the audience has a question, a comment, or some way that I can help them, and there is no dumb question, there is no silly question, just write me an email or go to one of the social media pages, also on the link to it, or write me a DM. I always answer, not always the same day, because on this moment today I saw I had 200 new emails, and I get it.
Oh, you got to catch up.
So I get always every day around to 100, 200 emails from young people or elders, and I answer them all. And if there is a way I can help you in some way, sometimes with inspiration, but sometimes also in a practical way, I will do it because that's my calling. I'm there to serve people and get them into their dream.
Okay.
That's my dream.
All
so that's the first thing I want to offer. That's totally free. But I have also a good offer because we have a limited time.
Mm-hmm.
Before Corona, I wrote already a book, but it was 250 pages, and I want to call it Fearless.
Mm-hmm.
But then we started the organization. I thought, okay, the young people, they don't read so much. You know what? I'm going to rewrite it into a 16-part series.
Okay.
Pocket books from... maximum of 80, 90 pages.
Okay.
Put it already in Dutch and English. And the first three books of the series are already out, The System of Success, The Root of Fear, and The Message of the Cross.
Okay.
And before I give the offer, I said it already a little bit earlier, but one of the first chapters of the first book is The Basic of Change, and that stop changing yourself. So when you read it, just take the information, just read it, but don't try to force it. Just do it in a relaxed way. That's one of
And what is the name of the book? What is the name of the book?
The first book is The System of Success. The second book is The Root of Fear.
Okay.
And the third book that's already out, The Message of the Cross, but there will be 13 other parts. They were the next three will come later this year. But for these three books, I want to offer to your audience for the next 3 months.
Okay.
It's exclusive.
Okay.
A 40% discount on every book, not on the total price, on every book. That means that In American dollars, that a book normally is $5.35, and it will be for $3.21.
That's beautiful.
So that's very cheap, and I know from people who already read it, they get a lot of it, and not because I claim that I'm the wisdom and I want to set you on a track. Mm-hmm. That's my mission. I don't say I have all the wisdom because I'm also a human being. And mm-hmm. that's what I try to do in a practical way because I love to be practical.
Right.
Not only abstract. And I think you got it already in this conversation. Okay. So I want to offer that. And if people want it, but I think we put it also in the show notes.
Yeah.
They can go then to books.fearlessgeneration.nl. It's also on the link tree because they need to...
Okay, you're on Linktree.
On that website.
Okay.
If you go to Amazon directly, we can give the discount.
Okay.
And from there, you can put then the discount code, keep it real.
Okay.
2022-0209.
Repeat so that number again. Repeat that again. Keep it real.
Keep it real, 2022-0209.
Okay, so we have our own code for these three books by Ricardo Koch. And yeah. This is amazing, and we thank you for the offer. We have our little own code, which is so great. Keep it real, 2022-0209. So yes. I'm going to add it in the comment section of the when the post comes out, and you will have this offer here, and you're getting a great deal for great knowledge, and you're supporting an author that's really talking about keeping your dreams alive, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ricardo, for that information. I'm sure my audience is going to follow up, and I will follow up with you to get the information to give to them. Yeah. Okay,
you're welcome, and thanks.
No problem. No problem.
It's an honor to be here and to talk with you.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you from the Netherlands. So
and I'm still loving the podcast now. I love it.
So I want to ask you, so now that we turned the tables and you told us about, you know, your business and how to find you, now I want to ask you a couple of personal questions. And so we want to get to know you as a person. So here we go. So what would you pick for your last meal?
It's an open question. What do I pick for my last meal of my life, I guess?
Yes.
So, I'm not big of it either anymore, but I think it will be spinach with rice and eggs.
Oh, I love rice and eggs. I know I love spinach and eggs a lot. I don't know why. You just solidified it. I don't know where I got that taste from, but thank you.
Yeah, I love that. My girlfriend loves it, and my daughter... She doesn't like vegetables, but when I make rice with eggs with spinach, she loves it. And she eats it like it is, how do you call it, fries, French fries.
Yeah. They all like that.
So yeah, that's, I love that.
Well, I'm going to ask you this question. I think I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask you this. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
So a billboard... I never thought of a billboard. Now, with anything on it, then I want to put, and I don't ever think about this question, but I want then a billboard, maybe it's a little bit expensive, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Billboard that is a mirror, that when people walk by, they see themselves, and on that mirror... There will be a speech balloon, and in the speech balloon is the text, I'm worthy of it, it doesn't matter what people say.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm worthy of it, and it doesn't matter what people say.
In that speech balloon, oh, just that's as a reminder.
That's beautiful. I'm worthy of it. I'm writing this down. no matter what people say. I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. I wish I could hashtag that. But that's excellent. That's really good, Ricardo. That's a good one. I like that one. So, and what is your favorite color, by the way?
My favorite color, most people will surprise it, but pink.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes
I wear pink suits. About also in traditional churches, then comes the colorized boy, mm-hmm. and many traditional churches in Holland.
Yeah.
White old man in black coats or suits.
Yeah, exactly.
And then comes a young boy.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more enthusiastic and with a pink suit, and he has a little bit of color. Sometimes you see people think, or when I'm standing at the door where they don't use of it, and just give them the hand when they come in, and later, I didn't think you was the preacher today. Because pink, it's the
feminine color,
the vulnerable,
mm-hmm. vulnerable,
color,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Way of words of love. So
yeah, but you know what I think about that color also? It's also labeled as salmon too. You know, like that salmon pink, right? And yeah. I think about salmon, how they swim upstream, you know, like. So you're going upstream, you know, you're going against the grain. That's the way it's supposed to go, you know.
You know, last week I was in, that was my first, because I was just doubting about 1 year to go also an English podcast, because when I was younger, I was the baddest English student, and my English teacher said, you can never speak English for your life. So I was a little bit insecure. But my first podcast in English was the Leaders Lab, and exactly the example I said at a certain moment, and I said it a lot, dead fish, they go with the stream, live fish, they go upstream. So I love it when you say
that's right, that's right.
That wasn't my first English podcast.
That's right, oh, okay. So that brought back some memories.
Yeah, it was
that's
1 week ago, or 1.5 week or something.
Oh, that's great. So final thoughts, Ricardo, what is your best tip you can share with other people in our audience about either starting a business or being encouraged? What can you give them as final thoughts?
I give a whole lot of good tips, but final thought, I think the best tip is this. And I talked about it a little bit earlier. And a lot of people, they are, because of society says, so you need to focus. And that's good. I don't say it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
We try to find our voice and what's our thing. But when I look at my daughter, and my daughter's a little bit the little Ricardo, but she's daddy.
Daddy's baby, daddy's baby.
But
yeah,
when I look but when I look at her, she loves a lot, and that's good. She mm-hmm. loves to play football, to play hockey, field hockey, like the daddy. She loves to play with dolls, to love play with cars. She loves a lot to make music, to dance. And she is in the period of the playground. Let's mm-hmm. call it like that. And that's with a lot of people too. When you are in the period of the playground period, you don't want to try to force focus on yourself. Just, okay, you need to focus on being the dream expert or being this or being that or being this or being so. Just enjoy that playground period,
right?
Because it will help you to step into your dream. In that playground period, your character will build.
Right.
You get the right friends. You discover what your dream is, what that focus will be. And even though business coaches, they say it a lot, and I have always discussions with them, even though business coaches say, yeah, but you need to focus and try one thing. Yeah, that's of course, that is the truth.
Right.
But don't let
that stop you.
Put that rule on you when mm-hmm. you are in the playground period, and a lot of people are there. And how do you know that you're there? Until the moment that you can be happy, joyful, give yourself compliments without doing anything at all on a day, when you're watching Netflix the whole day and you're working useless in you know what I meant. And not useless as a person, but just you don't accomplish anything that day. And you still at the end of the day say to yourself, I'm proud of yourself. Until that moment, you are in the playground.
Right.
So don't try to focus yourself just in the playground moment.
Okay.
Stop yourself, and the focus will come later on when you step into from the playground period to get into the promised land. Let's say that.
Wonderful. That's good advice. Thank you so much. So that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening, audience. And if you enjoyed the episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it on social media, you know, become a sponsor, or leave a rating and review. Now remember, if you press the button below the podcast, you can actually leave Ricardo Koch a question. If you'd like that, if you'd like to leave him a question, please do so. All right. So to catch up to me, you can always follow me on Facebook at EJW Coaching, Instagram, EJW Coaching, and Twitter, EJW Coaching. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose, and my guest today, Ricardo Koch, and we're saying goodbye for now.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.